Yes, indeed. 7:30. And if you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. Welcome to the morning. You got me, Mike, in the morning. Poe is on the podium alongside. How you doing, Mr. Poe?
Good on yourself, man.
Hey, I'm excited. I'm excited for a Wednesday.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm excited for our next interview because I hinted at this just a few minutes ago. Obviously, we're an audio medium here. This is radio. It relies heavily on a person being able to hear. What's coming out of their speakers. And you might not think that you're a candidate for a hearing test or for a visit to an audiologist, but hopefully we're going to shift your perspective and maybe give you some food for thought, maybe even get you in for a little audiology check. Because in the studio with me right now, I happen to have an audiologist of note. Joyful Sound is the name of her audiology business, and it's my great pleasure to welcome to the microphone this morning Juliana Sila in the studio with us, not for the first time. It's great to have you back. Juliana, how are you this Wednesday morning?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Very excited about this interview. Excited to chat to you and Poe and the rest of Bolito.
Good, because I think there's a lot of misconception around hearing loss. We hear sometimes terms like tinnitus or tinnitus, mm-hmm. You would know more than me about what people get wrong, and I think you've come with some questions this morning, true or false zingers to see if Poe and I can pass the test.
Yeah.
What do you want to throw our way this Wednesday morning?
So I thought I'll take control a little bit and play a bit of a game of true and false.
Let's go.
Because there's a lot of misconceptions, as you said, about hearing. So let's just start off with hearing loss. Is only for old people. Only old people get hearing loss. Do you think that's true or false?
Poe?
I would say false.
You're going to say false?
False.
Look, I mean, I would say that for the large majority, I'm going to say yeah. I mean, you think old people, what happens?
Well, yes.
A couple of things change with the body and one of them's hearing loss. So I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to say it's only for old people.
Okay. So ding, 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 Poe. Mike, sorry.
Poe, you beat me.
Yeah, so my youngest client is actually 3 years old. So he was born with hearing problems. And then I have a few others who are like in their 30s, in their 50s, in their 70s. So yes, we sometimes think that hearing loss is only for old people because we always see the older generation walking around with these snazzy hearing aids.
Yeah.
But we also have a lot of people who struggle with their hearing from a very, very young age. Mm. And that is why I thought it's so important for me to talk about Joyful Sound Audiology, to talk about audiology as a whole, because I think it's so important that everyone knows of an audiologist close to them so that they can have their hearing checked out.
And I imagine that a lot of the time you have someone who comes in who didn't even think they necessarily had a hearing mm-hmm. problem, but someone at work referred to them and said, you should get your hearing checked or something. Yeah. And then they discover, once they've gone for a proper check, actually, I've been living with this thing for how many years? I don't know.
Yes. So it's so funny you say that. The other day, I had someone come into my office and they were like, oh, Juliana, I have wax in my ears. And yes, they were wax. But then we also did a hearing test and his biggest complaint was that he was tired all the time. Tired at work, tired as soon as he wakes up in the mornings. And then we tested his hearing and there was quite a nasty hearing loss. And I told him, listen, my guy, you've got a hearing problem. And it's because you're tired all the time because your brain has to work so hard to make sense of your surroundings every single day.
Wow.
So it's exhausting. Your brain is in such a pickle because you're constantly trying to see, is someone saying this or are they saying that?
So there's an actual like fatigue side effect from hearing loss that you might not even, I mean, I didn't know that was
100%,
a thing.
100%, yeah.
Holy moly. Okay, wow. So we're learning stuff this morning. And it doesn't matter what age you are, you could be a candidate for a hearing test.
Yeah.
And you've got nothing to lose by giving it a go. Look, you're based in Salt Rock. We're going to get into the details around your wonderful audiology business, Joyful Sound. But you've got another question for us.
I've got another question. And this one is a sensitive one. I want to... So, true or false? Hearing loss causes dementia. What do you think?
Do Well,
that's quite a big statement.
After your first revelation that it can cause tiredness and fatigue, which I didn't think that there was an association there, nothing would surprise me now. So, I mean, but without having had that first revelation, I would have said, I don't see the link there. So I'm going to say no.
And you, Po, what do you say?
You know what? Because I said false the first time around, I was right. I'm going to say false again.
Okay. So this one is quite nuanced because I get a lot of people. The reason I wanted to ask this question is because a lot of people come into my office and they ask me, Juliana, I'm so scared that I'm going to develop dementia if I've got hearing loss. And you have to handle this with so much care because it's a big thing. We want to make sure that our brains are healthy.
Yeah.
And the reality is that if our ears are healthy, then our brains will be healthy. And there's definitely a massive correlation. There's a big, big relationship between the ear and the brain. So it's a massive thing to say hearing loss causes dementia. We have to be so careful when we say that. But yes, there is this thing, or this very strong relationship between the ear and the brain. So if we look after our ears, then our brain will also be healthy. I like to say healthy ear, healthy brain.
Well, that makes sense then when you explain it like that. And obviously, there's been a lot of study done in this area. And
100%.
That association, that correlation, I'm guessing has been well tracked.
Yeah.
And but you don't want to freak people out and cause unnecessary panic. So the most important thing, I suppose, would be, number one, if you have concern about the quality of your hearing, and if you want to make sure that you healthy ear, healthy brain, get yourself a hearing test, because
100%.
It's a pain-free process that could put your mind at ease and your ears at ease too.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk about Joyful Sound Audiology, your beautiful business based in Salt Rock at Eden Village. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
How did you get into the world of hearing, sound, and audiology?
I always thought that I wanted to help people. I first wanted to become a doctor, or I wanted to become a vet. I was always wanting to help other people, animals. You won't believe it. There are actually audiologists who help dogs with hearing loss.
Really?
Yes, because my dog suffered from hearing loss, and I was thinking maybe I can help him. Shame that didn't work out.
It's a special niche.
Yeah. No, so in America, there are audiologists who dedicate their lives to helping animals.
Wow.
But I don't do that. I help humans, and I think relationships are just so important. And when we struggle to hear, usually our relationships struggle because of that. So a lot of my clients come in and they say that they can't hear their family members at family gatherings anymore, or they're struggling to hear their spouse or their children or their grandchildren even. So my biggest thing is that I want to help people. I want to help them hear better. I want to help them build strong relationships and strong connections through their hearing, because we know that when we help them with their hearing, a lot of other things will also fall back into place.
That's a beautiful mission. And it's a mission that you've been on for some time now, and with a great base now in Ballito, in Salt Rock, I should say, serving the greater North Coast area. But I believe you've got you were previously in Richards Bay, and you've got patients that travel all the way out from Richards Bay to find you in Salt Rock, because obviously they appreciate the attention and the care that you put into every one of your patients.
Yes.
Who are your ideal clients? I mean, I would imagine now that we know they can be from so young to so old, and across all different industries, I imagine, as well. Hey?
Yeah. So I think my ideal person, someone who's open to education or to learn more about themselves. I spend a lot of time talking to my clients about their hearing, talking to them about their everyday lives, their relationships. So it's a very integrated session. It's very in-depth. I see people who are open to everything. Mm. So if you are closed off to suggestions, if you're not happy about things and you're not open to become happy, then it's not for you.
it's not going to be a fruitful journey.
No.
But if you've got something that you think needs attention and you're willing to give a hearing test a try, maybe it's something new but out of your comfort zone, you might find it's a life changer.
Yes.
And I have heard that if you are a person who has developed what they call tinnitus, that persistent ringing, humming, buzzing in the ear, it can be almost in some cases debilitating. It, yes. It really can make your life, your quality of life, quite miserable. Is this something that you are encountering more and more? And yes. Is this something you're able to help with?
Yes. So remember I said healthy ears, healthy brain. So tinnitus is based on that specifically. Because what I believe tinnitus is it's actually the brain throwing a bit of a tantrum.
Yeah.
Because there's a disconnect. If there's anything wrong with the ear and the brain picks up on that, it's going to say like, listen, there's a supply and demand between the ear and the brain. The brain is saying, I need this. I need the stimulation. And the ear is saying, well, this is the only thing I can give you. There's not much else. And then the brain is saying, well, I still need everything to make a good picture of what's going on around me. Now you're not giving it to me.
Mm.
So there's like a broken pathway between the ear and the brain. And that is tinnitus. So the brain is actually throwing a bit of a tantrum. It's saying, hello, hello, hello. I need more sound.
And you're perceiving this, yes. this signal that's
exactly.
And it's being generated internally. It's
yes,
not, it's not
yes.
from an external sound source.
No,
something is happening between the ear and the brain, and you're now, as the person, experiencing this persistent thing that just does not switch off.
Yes.
But if you're able to help with that that connection and improve the communication between ear and brain, can you then help? Reduce the severity or the symptom
definitely.
Of tinnitus.
Definitely. So it's all about early identification, early rehabilitation. Because what I see a lot of times is people say to me, wow, I've struggled with tinnitus for 5 to 10 years. And then I go, oh man, if only you came to me as soon as you noticed that. Because I always say, so tinnitus has a right to be there if there's hearing loss. It's got every right to be there.
It's there for a reason.
Yes, it's there for a reason. It's your body saying, listen, something's wrong. So we want to support the system. We don't want to just support your ears. We want to look at the full picture. And obviously tinnitus is quite debilitating. It's going to go into every area of your life. And that's what hearing loss is. It goes into every area of your life. So just as tinnitus is a progressive disorder, it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Hearing loss is the same. But a lot of the times people pick up on the tinnitus first before they pick up on the actual hearing loss. So the key is to see an audiologist at least once every 3 years if you're over the age of 30. Not 50, not 60.
Really, hey?
30, yes.
Okay.
So we know if you're a mammal, so whether you're a whale or a person, your cochlea is going to start deteriorating whether you like it or not. And it's all about genetics as to how fast that deterioration is going to take place.
Okay.
So the cochlea is the organ of hearing. It's an organ in your body, mm-hmm. right? It's a very delicate organ as well. So if you have a problem in your, well, your knee is not an organ, but yes.
But we'll go
if
with it.
If there's something, so as we get older, everything starts to creak a little bit and there's a bit of pain. And just like that, the cochlea is such a sensitive little structure. So if you think about it, the tiniest, most delicate structure in your body is going to show decline first.
For sure.
Right? So sometimes there's something wrong in the cochlea. We see something wrong in the hearing system, and then it actually points to something else in the body. So I want to go as far as to say that the cochlea, our organ of hearing, is actually a window into our overall health.
Huh,
okay. Yeah. So if our hearing isn't doing well, we need to ask ourselves some serious questions.
Bigger questions.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really interesting. And I would imagine if you're also in an occupation that is loud and you know, puts a strain on the ears, you're at even more risk of degeneration in that cochlear space. So whether you're looking for your first hearing test, or maybe you've got a hearing aid that has been serving you for a long time and might be due for a tune-up or an upgrade or a service, or you've noticed that you've got maybe the early beginnings of tinnitus and want some proper attention, or maybe you just feel like you've got too much wax in your ears and it's all blocked up and you could use some professional attention. All of these services and more are on offer at Joyful Sound Audiology in Salt Rock. Juliana Sila, who you're hearing right now on the radio, she is the audiologist, and she'll be only too happy to guide you on your journey to healthy ears, healthy mind. And where can we find you? How can we get in touch with you, Juliana? And how can a listener book a hearing test with you?
So I think the easiest thing to do is to Google Joyful Sound Audiology, And then you can either send us a WhatsApp or you can give us a call, and then I'll direct you to my office. It is based at Eden Village and Eden Health in Salt Rock.
Super cool, really central and easy to find. This is such a vast topic that obviously we could talk for an hour.
Yes.
And get into all kinds of cool areas of conversation.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to need to have a follow-up chat.
Definitely.
Part two, because now I'm really interested. And I also think I definitely am a candidate for a hearing test. Poe, what do you think?
Yeah, some of us are over 30 now, so.
Yeah, no. My wife will definitely tell you that there's times where frustrations are high because I'm not hearing what is being said. So this has been enlightening for me, and I hope for our listeners as well. And Juliana, thanks for the work that you're doing, for the service you're providing in our community, and looking forward to helping many, many listeners of Radio Life and Style to hear the joyful sound.
Yes. Thanks so much for having me, guys. It was such a pleasure.
Chat again really soon, and just Google Joyful Sound Audiology, or check out the website joyfulsoundaudiology.co.za, where you'll find all the contact deets and more information on Juliana Seeler and her work in audiology.